In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ready. It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across a multitude of platforms. Make sure to watch this live 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. And if you'd like to listen to us, make sure to head on over to Sirius Channel 160 or Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, make sure you hit us up on social media. You can find me on Twitter at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram at Femi _ Abebefe. Check out the show on Twitter at You Better You Bet and the entire network at BetMGM Network over on Twitter. If you like our show, you like Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, Daily Tip, all the shows that we have across the network, weekdays and weekends, at BetMGM Network is where you can find the wagertainment. We got the whole crew hanging with us here on this Tuesday. We have Tyler Morales, Jay Kassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Haw, Addy Bates, Nick Kostos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on last night's Monday night football game that saw the Philadelphia Eagles outlast the Green Bay Packers 10-7. Now, it wasn't your typical 10-7 game, because I knew we see that on paper. It's like, oh, 10-7 must have been the worst game imaginable. No, that was last Thursday night with the Raiders and the Broncos. This, it was compelling. When you're dealing with a couple contending teams, this was a really compelling game, and I was entertained all throughout. So Nick will talk about his thoughts on Monday Night Football to begin the 4 o'clock hour. I'll give you my thoughts here shortly. But first, if you miss anything across these 4 hours, make sure you check us out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, I mean, we're putting the content on there for you to consume in on-demand fashion. The least you can do is to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. We have three awesome guests. They'll be joining us throughout these 4 hours, starting at 5 o'clock Eastern. Odyssey NFL insider, three-time Super Bowl champion, color commentator for the NFL on Fox, Mark Schlereth, will join us for his weekly Tuesday spot as we'll get a recap of what Stink saw during Week 10 in the NFL and spinning it forward to Week 11. At 6 o'clock Eastern, to begin the Power Hour, NBA writer for the Action Network, host of the Buckets podcast, our good friend Matt Moore joins us once again here on You Better You Bet. We'll talk all things NBA, including the Dallas Mavericks fire Nico. Nico Harrison fired this morning by the Dallas Mavericks. What it means for the Mavs going forward and other pressing items after a wild night in the association. The football game might not have had the fireworks. The NBA, though, I was looking at the timeline, people talking about what was happening. Wemby, the Heat game, a lot of stuff that went on in the NBA. So we'll get Matt's thoughts on all of it coming up at 6 o'clock Eastern time. And then at 6:20 Eastern, betting analyst for the NBC Sports Bet, co-host of the Deep Dive podcast, the Whale Capper, Drew Densick, will check in with us for his weekly spot as he gives us his best bets for Week 11 in the NFL, starting with Thursday Night Football between the New York Jets and the New England Patriots. But before we get into Monday Night Football, I just wanted to get to this breaking news that just came down just seconds ago from all of the insiders. Tyler Morales, he did a good job putting it into the chat. I'm seeing this right now on my phone, all the notifications. And this is a bummer. And this one sucks. And I honestly hate to give this news out there, but hey, it's the news that we have here in the National Football League. Sources, this is according to Ian Rappaport over at NFL Network. Jacksonville Jaguars two-way star Travis Hunter underwent season-ending knee surgery with his eyes set on the 2026 season. It will be an LCL repair for Travis Hunter, the Heisman Trophy winner from last year, second overall pick to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Had the knee injury, missed the game against the Las Vegas Raiders. We're all hoping that, hey, it's only going to be a month. Maybe we'll see Travis Hunter in December. No, looks like we're not going to see him until 2026. Once again, Travis Hunter undergoing season-ending knee surgery. That is a big time bummer because he's a player that we all want to see him play. We all want to see him try to do the unthinkable. And it looked like he wasn't going to be able to do it. They were trying to transitioning him towards more so being a wide receiver than a cornerback. But I mean, it's a guy that we're all excited about, super talented, and was supposed to make the Jacksonville Jaguars fun. But unfortunately, this is the news that we get here on this Tuesday, is no Travis Hunter for the rest of the 2025 season. We'll, of course, talk about this all throughout the body of the show here on You Better You Bet. But just reacting to this in real time, Jacksonville is a team that I've never really been a fan of in terms of them being like a high upside team or even being a playoff team for that matter. They're incredibly flawed, as we've seen. And we just saw last Sunday. I mean, they just blew a lead where they got outscored 26-0 in the fourth quarter by Davis Mills and the Houston Texans. So this is not a team that we all thought had high expectations, but they could have been kind of frisky, especially in the underdog role. But with no Hunter and Brian Thomas Jr. dealing with his injury issues and already the issues that he has with the drops and everything, I think this Jacksonville Jaguars season is on the downward spiral. This team is not going to be contending in the month of December. And I think that this news is just a downturn and a little bit of a bummer that we get here on this Tuesday. No Travis Hunter for the rest of the 2025 season. Hopefully he heals up. All is good to go. And let's just focus on playing him at wide receiver. Like, I think he's a better corner. They seem to think he's a better wide receiver. Whatever it is, let's just play him at one position and let's see what he can be. If he can truly be the Justin Jefferson that we all thought, then yeah, maybe we could do that whole deal. But I hope that they can kind of get a form an actual plan for Travis Hunter in 2026, as opposed to kind of what we saw here in 2025 when he was indeed healthy. So we have that news. Just want to share that as that just came down moments ago from all the NFL insiders. Travis Hunter out for the remainder of the 2025 season, undergoing knee surgery with the hopes of being all good in 2026.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
All right, let's get to what we saw last night in the National Football League. Monday Night Football, Eagles-Packers, a banger football game. On paper, we all thought we were going to see a banger football game. Did we see a banger? No, but we did see a very compelling football game as the Philadelphia Eagles get the win 10-7 over the Green Bay Packers. I like Green Bay. I bet them at pick'em price. I was the loser last night, but I think the biggest thing that stuck out to me was the last 3 minutes of the game. Like, we're going to get into the Eagles and the Packers, what this might mean going forward, but the final 3 minutes of the game honestly might deserve its own segment in itself, because I've never seen the Keystone Cops before, but I'm imagining that final 3 minutes last night is what it looked like. I don't know what the hell these two teams are doing in the final 3 minutes of the game. The Eagles' four-minute offense, which should be like the best four-minute offense in the league when you take a look at the talent that they have on the offensive line at running back and Saquon Barkley. Like, okay, you're in a really good spot. Up 10-7, four-minute offense. Let's put the game on ice. Well, how about this? Let's go through all of it, because there's a lot to unpack here. 2:38 left in the game. First and 10 on the Green Bay Packers 45-yard line. You know, run the football. Makes a lot of sense. Make Green Bay use their first timeout. We're on track here. We're going to try to make them use their timeouts and put the game away. Second and 8, Packers 43. Incomplete pass. What? All right. We just gave them a free timeout. Okay. What are we doing? Third and 8. Incomplete pass. Just let the gave the Packers two free timeouts. And now you got to punt the ball back to Green Bay with two timeouts and 2:25 left to play, only down by three. I mean, like, that's just a horrendous way to manage a football game in my mind. But we're just getting started. Packers, they get the football, you know, driving the ball near midfield after being backed up on their own 10-yard line, down by three, 1:51 left of the game. We're now on the other side of the two-minute warning. Third and 10, Jordan Love, hey, he's going to hit Luke Musgrave for a 9-yard gain. That sets up fourth and one. Big time play in the game. Might want to spend a little bit of time on it, right? Just to make sure that we're all going in the right direction. Fourth and one, own 44-yard line. Green Bay tries to go quickly to catch Philadelphia off guard, except for the fact that the Eagles are calling out the play. They're saying, hey, inside zone that way, inside zone that way. We've all seen the video now across social media. They're literally calling out the play. Great stuff from the Packers coaching staff, right? Great stuff from Jordan Love, who just says, yeah, let's just run the ball right into the teeth of the Eagles defense. Man, I'm not going to check out of this. No Omaha, no audible, nothing like that. We're just going to run it and see how this goes, even though they're calling out our exact play. So, of course, the Eagles get the stop. Game should be over, right? Right? The Eagles got the stop. It should be done. Well, with 1:26 left to go, should be three runs to get Green Bay to use the remaining two timeouts. And hopefully you pick up the first down to truly ice the game. But if you don't pick up the first down, it at least puts Green Bay up against it. So, of course, you know, the Packers know what's coming. They sell out for the run. They get the stop on 3rd and 7, but the clock is running. So we're now down to 33 seconds. 4th and 6 on the Packers' 35-yard line. What do you do? Well, first, let's just try to draw them off sides to potentially get into a 4th and 1 situation to where we can ice the game with the tush push. I mean, how fitting would that have been with the Green Bay Packers being the team that was leading the charge to get the tush push banned this past offseason? How fitting would that have been? You know, Green Bay doesn't jump offside, so all right, that didn't work. Surely, we're going to try to pooch punt. You know, pooch punt, because what matters most in this situation is field position. That's what matters. They have no timeouts. They have to go 60 yards or more to get into field goal range. Field position matters the absolute most. That's what's at a premium. There's no point kicking the field goal because that's too risky. You miss it, you're giving them the ball like on the 45-yard line, and you make it, you're only going up by 6. So let's punt the ball and pin them down deep, right? Well, that's not what Nick Sirianni opted to do. Nick Sirianni, in what, in my opinion, was one of the dumbest decisions in NFL history, he leaves the offense on the field and has Jalen Hurts throw a deep pass down the field to A.J. Brown, which, of course, incomplete. Packers football, 27 seconds left on the 35-yard line. What in the world is Sirianni thinking? I couldn't believe it. Troy Aikman, Joe Buck, they're going crazy in the broadcast booth. They're saying, what are they doing? Everyone on social media saying, what are they doing? I'm at home. I'm sure my wife thinks I'm a crazy person because I'm yelling at the TV now saying, what the hell is Sirianni doing? What are the Eagles trying to accomplish? It made no sense at all. I don't know what the hell he was thinking. Like, the Packers' only chance to try to tie the game was doing something stupid and giving them that opportunity. And the Eagles said, here you go. Just take the ball. We'll give you a free 35 yards and give you a chance to get into field goal range. Here you go. Now, luckily for the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, Jordan Love missed Christian Watson on a deep pass that would have put Green Bay well within field goal range, by the way. But he threw it a little bit downfield, should have been thrown more to the side. Watson probably catches it if it's onto the side, but it was incomplete. So then a few plays later, the Packers, of course, have to settle, quote unquote, for a Brandon McManus 64-yard field goal in the freezing cold at Lambeau Field. We all saw McManus take the practice kick, which, like, he probably should not have been able to do, but, like, he snuck one in there, and it went short, which should have been the blinking sign to Matt LaFleur, the head coach, saying, hey, this is not going to work, guys. Maybe let's go to the Hail Mary. No, let's put McManus back out there. Maybe with the adrenaline, he can really carry this thing home, which would have been the longest field goal at Lambeau Field history, by the way. Like nobody's ever hitting from 64, especially in those conditions. Shank is not even the word to describe the McManus kick. I thought it was blocked in real time. You see the replay? Wasn't blocked. Just going to go, phew, veer off to this way. wide left. Eagles win the game 10-7. Now, we can unpack everything that happened in the game, and we have to give the Eagles their credit. Like, you're a pick'em on the road against the Green Bay Packers, and you win the game. And I don't know if they were ever, like, in control of the game, like, where they were, like, dominating, because it didn't feel like anybody was really dominating. But you got to give them 100% credit for winning that football game. And we've been saying it all season, and I believe it's true. The Eagles have the highest upside of any team in the league with the talent that they have. Super Bowl MVP quarterback. Roster absolutely loaded. Defensively, they're awesome. I mean, did you see Jalen Phillips last night? I think that trade's going to work out. Did you see Nolan Smith? Welcome back. Like, he was rushing the passer. But the problem I have with the Philadelphia Eagles is the coaching staff. And despite making the dumbest decision in NFL history, the Eagles' talent won the day. And for most teams, it doesn't work out that way. But for the Philadelphia Eagles, that's how it worked out. And hell, it worked out last year when they hoisted the Lombardi Trophy at the end of the season. I don't know what Nick Sirianni is thinking with some of these decisions. Kevin Petullo, the offensive coordinator, he seems clueless to me. I mean, they were talking about it on the broadcast last night. The Eagles have the highest percentage of three and outs in the league. The Eagles, not the Jets or the Browns or some other bum organization. The Philadelphia Eagles have the highest percentage of three and outs. An offense with Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, and a dominant O-line. And last night, we saw a dude calling run play after run play anytime they were in third and long. I don't know what the hell that coaching staff is doing. Sirianni and Petullo, they need to send a fruit basket to Vic Fangio because he seems to be the only competent coach that they have on that coaching staff, as that defense is awesome. But the Philadelphia Eagles, if they can't get this coaching staff in line and get these guys on the same page and get this philosophy intact, this is going to be a season that falls short of expectations. They should be your NFC representative. They should probably be your Super Bowl champion. But after what you saw last night and what you've seen over the first half of the season, do you really trust the Philadelphia Eagles? I'm not necessarily there. We'll talk about the Packers on the other side, as well as all the top stories from throughout the world of sports next here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.